You know that feeling when your day finally slows down and you just want to relax, unplug, and feel good? That's where Mood.com comes in. They're changing the game, delivering legal THC products right to your door, no shady dealers, and absolutely no medical card required, just good vibes and better sleep, shipped straight from their farm to your couch. From delicious THC gummies, smooth vape pens, to premium THC flower, Mood has it all. And everything's federally legal under the 2018 Farm Bill. Yeah, this isn't some loophole. It's the real deal. Head to Mood.com and use code FIRST20 for 20% off your first order. That's MOOD.com. Find your mood.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Nobody at that birthday party was my type at all.
Oh my God, the bouncer was so hot.
The weirdest thing happened at Whole Foods the other day.
And it's literally just like pictures of dicks and buttholes.
That's Grindr.
No, it's not.
You know, crazy, these young brides. I'm like, wait a minute. They're not that young. Wait a minute.
All right, we're rocking and rolling. Katie's getting all nice and comfy.
She gotta get her back support.
Yeah.
Katie's really testing out a new mic situation here.
It's just like above my head, because then it won't fall.
Droop.
It won't be a droopy mic?
Yeah.
A limp mic?
I don't know. I think it sounds okay.
Katie's mic is like completely vertical right now above her head, so if she wanted to actually have her mouth line up with it, she would have to crane her neck.
You know how, like, I feel like we see some clips sometimes of like Ariana Grande and like other artists like in the studio, yeah, and the mic is always like slightly above their mouth.
Yeah, it's true. It is.
So I think that there's like something there, like
there's
something
to be said for it.
So I think I might be great. Like this might be the new thing.
As long as you're comfy cozy.
Yeah.
Colby looks really comfy cozy over there.
Yeah, you look
good. Trying.
Colby's really
I'm recovering from my downpour.
Yeah, we just had quite the tumultuous trek to Katie's apartment.
Yeah. I'm drying off.
It's like the hottest day in New York City, sunny and beautiful, and then tragedy strikes, of course, as Colby and I are walking to Katie's apartment.
Yeah, we just can't have nice things.
Well, I get it, like 80 degrees, in theory it sounds great, but I'm just never not sweaty in 80 degrees.
It wasn't like an enjoyable 80, like I don't think it's nice
it
to be
muggy.
In the city.
Yeah,
it was
for
gross.
Sure.
It was humid all day today. Like
I loved it though.
I didn't think it was a great day, to be honest.
Yeah,
I didn't.
I'm aligned. See, I think Colby did because you were on your balcony and I'm sure there's a breeze up there.
Yeah, no, but so I went for a walk this morning and I was so overdressed. I had on a Lululemon Align jacket and leggings, and I only had a sports bra on underneath my jacket. And it gotten to a point where I was sweating in my jacket, so I didn't want to take it off and then just be in a sweaty sports bra. Like, you can't relate, but Katie, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Like, I didn't want to then have, like, sweat marks on my sports bra, so I just, like, stayed sweaty in my jacket. And then I went grocery shopping on my lunch break and wore a tank top, and it was very hot then.
Yeah.
Like, very hot.
This weather is just unnatural for April. It's simply unnatural. And my air conditioning won't be turned on for 2 weeks. 3 weeks, I think, actually. So
yeah.
I'm just living in sweat.
That's so strange that you can't control that.
I know. It's borderline inhumane, to be honest. But it kind of feels like we're in Europe because, you know, they don't have air conditioning in Europe.
That's true. We've talked about this on the pod before.
Yeah. So, like, honestly, I'm like getting used to this, honestly. So that means that I can.
I really hope, though, that we have AC in our hotel in Paris.
The hotel that I stayed in had AC.
It did? Okay, good.
It had the units that are the overhead units.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
I don't know what those are called.
I can visualize that in my head.
It's not like supposed to be warm when we're there.
Really?
So this is going to be a shock because it's 80 degrees now. We're going, I think it's going to be high 50s, right?
Yeah. By the time this episode airs, Katie and I will be in Paris.
Yes.
You will have been there for a few days.
Yeah,
we've been locked and loaded.
I'm so jealous.
Je suis.
And sad.
Je m'appelle
Adam. I will have a croissant in a my croissant? Mouth.
I yeah, can't wait.
Well, you, I hope that you guys go get the cookie croissant because I wanted to get it and I didn't.
Oh, yeah. We do have to try that, I feel.
What? It's like the cookie croissant?
Wait, yeah. Katie, have you not seen content on that?
I have not seen content on this.
That runs my page, I feel like.
I've been seeing like antique stores, thrift stores. Like,
that does not
anyone,
surprise me.
If anyone out there has like their favorite flea market, thrift store, antique store in Paris, preferably like near all the action, you know, Arc de Triomphe, however you fucking say that, and the Eiffel Tower, let me know.
I need to do some like vintage designer shopping. That's my, I need to find my The Real Real of Paris.
I'm sure that exists. I'm absolutely positive that exists.
I think so too, but we just need to find it. I need to make sure that I spend all of my money.
Oh, great.
I'm like in a major spending mood once we get to Paris.
It's getting far too easy to do.
I'm getting a bit insecure about my microphone.
Why?
I told you, it's crazy.
Yeah. Well, it's just like hard to look at you guys while also looking at my microphone.
Yeah, I get a little cross-eyed feeling whenever I'm doing this because my microphone is always like in the middle of my eyes.
Okay, this feels better.
Yeah, that looks better. It looks more comfortable for
okay.
you.
Okay, oh my God. Yeah, guys, it's harder than it looks, okay?
No, I get it. When I sat in Colby C when she was in London, I felt the same way. Like, I was cross-eyed trying to look at you, Katie.
Yeah,
I don't know if you remember.
Tough.
I was like, I literally can't see you. I'm like dodging this microphone.
It literally makes me a little cross-eyed. I have to like close my eyes sometimes because I get dizzy.
Well, yeah. And after a while, you forget the microphone is there. But in the beginning, it's like very, very obvious that there's something in front of your face.
It's an eyesore.
Yeah.
Guys, but we're also, this is why the floor is the elite
the
spot.
The floor is where it's at.
I'm just saying, I have it made with the
wow.
floor seat.
You really went from complaining about the floor to now saying...
No. I have never complained about the floor.
He's fully nested down there. You did make some passive-aggressive comments.
You did.
It was not passive-aggressive. It was maybe passive, but there was no aggression to the comment.
Okay. Fair enough.
And that's your opinion.
Fair enough.
And that's that on that.
Now that you've experienced the other side, you can... take away the aggression
exactly
that was associated with it
exactly
at the time.
I've experienced the couch and now I'm on the back on the floor, you know. I picked my poison.
Yeah,
or my what's the opposite of poison?
You've laid
my ambrosia.
You made your bed and now you have to lie in it.
And I will.
Huh.
Me and my floor and my comfy chair.
Well, one day we might not be in this setup. We might be somewhere else. Who knows?
You never know. Foreshadowing.
Who knows?
Foreshadowing a summer of studios for us.
We'll see.
And welcome back to another episode of Match Made in Manhattan with Katie, Colby, and Adam. Girls, how we doing?
Just fine and dandy.
Fine and dandy. Colby's soaking wet. Katie's on her trillionth trip of the month so far.
See, and that's like fabulous. Like, I love the travels. My main issue of the day, which is such a first world problem, my gray hairs are out of control and my hair girl canceled on me. So I'm either going to have gray hair in Paris, which I refuse to do, which I know is chic over there, but I refuse, or I'm going to have to box dye my own hair, which I tried to do a couple of weeks ago, and I botched it.
Really?
Again, I'm a perfectionist, so of course, like, in the sun, it looks red, and it didn't even cover my grays.
I think that's hard to avoid with box dye.
I know, but I'm going to try again. I texted a few people that I know that do their own gray hair at home, gray hair coverage at home. And I'm going to go purchase the kits and see. And hopefully I don't royally fuck it up, like, worse. I'm at a crossroads where I'm like, do I just not touch it and just, like, deal with the current state?
See, aren't you worried, though?
Or like, risk that it could go terribly. Well, the thing about it is I have, like, my hair's all one color.
I can't see it.
I have brown hair. I can. Well, right now I have my hair in a ponytail, so it's hard to tell.
Yeah, I definitely can't see it either.
My sister commented on it. My sister over the weekend was like,
"She's a little brutal,
hair,
though.
Your hair looks bad. Like, your face looks bad."
Oh my God.
That is such a sister thing.
Just kidding.
Like, leave it to a sister.
Remember when, like, your face comments are like,
"Well, your face.
Your mom.
Well, your mom or your face."
I never said your face, I don't think.
Like, your face looks... No, that was, like, fully, a reply or a comeback or whatever you want to call it.
Your mom definitely was. I don't remember
your
face
as
much. Like, what would you say? Like, I would be like, you're ugly, and you'd be like, your face.
It'd be like, so... No, they'd be like,
what's the context?
They'd be like, your car's messed up or banged up. Like, your car's banged up. And I'd be like, so's your face.
Oh, I see.
Or, like, it would be commenting on, like, something. Like, oh... this looks like, so does your face. It was like a,
you got an F on your math test. So did your face.
No.
Like, I'm trying to, like, think of, like,
that doesn't work.
What would even be said?
It's certain things.
Like, who's going to tell you your car's fucked up, though? Like, I'm trying to, like, what's the, I need, like,
your outfit is ugly. Your face is
ugly. So is your face. Okay. Yes. Because, you know, people loved, like, kids loved being like, you're ugly. Like, that was the biggest compliment we could, or compliment. That was the biggest diss we could come up with as a child, was you're ugly.
That's funny.
Because did you guys ever say, like, yo, mama's so fat? Remember that?
Yeah, for sure.
That was such
that, a... Wasn't that, like, a song?
That was a moment.
I think it was a song.
I don't know.
Yo, mama, yo, mama, yo,
mama. I don't think yo, mama's so fat was, like, the beginning of a song, but I can't remember what the rest of it was.
Isn't it funny that we had, like, all of these dumb things we used to say before we, like, got brains?
Yes.
Before we, like, got smart enough before to actually... Before
our frontal lobe developed.
Yeah, before we could actually burn people correctly.
But do you think, like, that still goes on in elementary and middle school? Like, do they still say those things, or do they just have, like, a new vernacular?
New vernacular, for sure, and it probably comes from TikTok.
And yeah, it's probably much more vulgar.
Yeah, it's probably so advanced at this point. But that was like a straight up like rap battle. I feel like it was like, yo, mama's so fat.
That was a video. I think it might have been a Vine.
Is it a YouTube video? It could be a Vine. It's like,
yo, mama's so fat.
I can't think of the end of it.
Like, damn Daniel, back at it again with the white bands.
Yeah. Right? My favorite Vine was, if you want a french fry, have a french fry. If you want a burger, eat a burger.
I don't think I've seen that. Wait, that reminds me. What is that video though? Did you guys ever watch Clozel growing up?
Clozel? Yeah. Yes.
Clozel Green. Clozel?
No.
So this came up, I forget who I was with, maybe like yesterday, the day before. But have you heard that TikTok trend? It's like, yeah, glow.
Yes.
That song. So I started listening to that song and I'm obsessed with it randomly. And somebody was like, wait, is that like Clozel who's singing it? And I hadn't thought of Clozel, but she's this YouTuber from back in the day, like a very, very popular YouTuber.
Oh, I never watched YouTube.
Oh, okay. That's fair. But Katie, did you see her cinnamon challenge?
Like,
I knew what the cinnamon challenge was, but I never was a YouTube kid.
Okay. This was early 2000s.
Yeah, Clozel had this like iconic cinnamon challenge that I literally could not breathe because I was laughing so hard. Like, I was on the floor and thought I had to go to the hospital because I could not stop laughing. You have to watch it.
Is this a girl or boy?
Girl.
Did she invent the cinnamon challenge?
No.
She just
It was like popular at that time and she did it.
Okay.
And she took like a straight up ladle of cinnamon, which is insane. Like, you're basically trying to commit suicide at that point.
You're
like
choking yourself.
Yeah, she ate the whole cinnamon ladle and like it's literally coming out of her as if she's a dragon, like out of her nose, out of her mouth. She's coughing, like her entire kitchen is smoked up with cinnamon. She's like literally on the floor like pouring water down her throat. Like, it was so drama and so funny. You just have to
say what was with our generation and things that, like, putting things in your mouth like that excessively.
We had weird challenges.
Like Chubby Bunny.
Oh, yeah.
Chubby Bunny, the marshmallows. Or did you ever do the milk jug challenge?
No.
Oh, I did that. There's a YouTube video of it somewhere. So science says a human being cannot drink an entire gallon of milk without throwing up. Like, we can't tolerate
I believe
that much dairy. Humans are already, like, pretty averse to dairy. Like, you're not... dairy is, like, not supposed to be consumed as much as it is by us. But you physically cannot consume an entire jug of milk without throwing up. And I tested that, and it's true.
You threw up?
Oh, yeah.
I cannot even picture myself drinking an entire gallon of milk. I would be unwell.
Also, I think, from Googling this small search I just did, the Yo Mama... whatever jokes, I think it's from The Nutty Professor.
I don't even know who that
came
is.
Out in 1996.
What's is that a movie?
It's a movie.
Huh.
Well, that's strange that that originated when I was born.
Eddie Murphy. Well, I think that's where like it started, and then people, of course, ran with it.
Then it evolved.
Yeah, but I don't even know.
Our year of birth.
Is that like offensive? I don't even know.
Yo, mama.
I mean, let's not talk about our mothers like that. Come on, have some class.
Elena is perfect.
Have some class.
Elena and Patty and Janie.
Yes.
Iconic mother trio.
Quality bunch.
Isn't it kind of crazy that we were all like, well, not Katie. Katie was obviously a year before us, but like Colby and I were born a month apart in like different parts of the world. And somehow like...
We
just found each other.
I know.
I spiral all the time thinking about these things.
It is crazy.
Like, like the series of events that led us here. Like Colby transferred schools.
Yeah.
That was like your canon event, is transferring to Elon.
Yep.
And Katie was like my canon event. I stole all of her friends.
Yeah.
Correct.
No, it's crazy. Like, it's just crazy how we found ourselves. And then, like, somehow we're like, let's start a podcast. I don't know how that happened.
I don't either.
I don't even remember the conversation we had about it.
I don't either. I thought about that the other day. I was like, how the fuck did we even start this podcast?
I know where, obviously we know where we were.
The cabin.
The creepy cabin.
Yeah.
The creepy cabin. But I don't remember
the espresso bar though in that cabin. Like,
yeah.
So good.
No, it was it wasn't the cabin's fault. It just had this creepy energy about it.
Like, so creepy.
It was the location.
They decorated it so fabulously.
Remember that grocery store?
Yeah. Tough.
It was
tough.
And the restaurant we went to?
Oh my God, yeah. I forgot we even did that. The restaurant and the waterfall that was supposed to be where dreams came true.
No, literally, like the best restaurant in the entire state.
Yeah.
And we went and it was like not edible.
We're just snobs because we're in New York City. That's the issue.
Yeah, honestly, my parents get mad at me when we go home and they'll order takeout because I'll like nibble it and I'm like, God, this just is not good. And they're like, literally shut the fuck up and stop being so snobby. But I'm like, we just have access to such good food in New York that...
Yeah, no, it really like puts a damper on things when we go anywhere else. But I am thrilled about Paris foods.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited.
Maybe I'll try a snail.
Okay, we should get some escargot.
Maybe I will. Yeah.
I tried the sauce on a piece of bread.
Did it taste like...
I didn't go so far as to eat the snail.
It's like a pesto that they usually use, right?
Yeah, it was good. The sauce is good.
What do you mean pesto? It's a snail.
Like drenched in like a buttery, oily, garlic, pesto-ish sauce.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just try one. I feel like it's going to be like a oyster or like a clam, right?
Yeah, but you chew them, I think.
Ooh.
Have you eaten them?
I've never had an escargot.
Yeah, you chew them, unlike a oyster that you shoot.
Okay. Mm. See, that might be an issue for me.
Can never eat another oyster.
I like oysters because the consistency, you don't really get a real, like for me, I'm a texture person. Like, I'm very texture. I can be, like, very averse to things based on texture.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, you know, oysters, because it, like, goes down. You don't really chew it.
Just slides down your throat.
You slurp it down.
It's like a muscle.
Yeah. Okay, well, we'll see about the escargot.
We can try it.
We'll see.
I think it'll be good.
I might have to bring my Tums.
We definitely have some fire food lineup, so the Tums is real. Like, I need to get a bottle of Tums also because everything's going to be in butter.
I have a big, big thing of Tums. I'll bring my giant Tums. I might bring a few other stomach aids because travel just, like, shakes me up. I think I have a pretty iron stomach most of the time, but then travel just really...
Yeah, I'm gonna come strap for us for sure.
Travel and apple juice
fucks me up. Travel and apple juice, you know.
We know your triggers.
I bet someone listened last week's episode and was like, wow, I just want to give it a try.
Apple juice?
Yeah. Just want to give it a shot, see what happens.
Oh, God.
See what goes down.
Applesauce has randomly been on my craving list recently.
Applesauce?
Have you guys had applesauce recently?
I've never eaten applesauce in my life.
That is not surprising to me at all.
You and your ketchup and your applesauce. I love applesauce, but I haven't had it recently. But can I say, like, my one, a toxic trait of mine?
Yeah, of course.
Like, something that everyone's going to be appalled by that I do.
I'm scared.
When it comes to food. And I've done this since I was young. That's why, like, it came to me, because applesauce I associate with being young. And I've done this ever since youth. You might even know this already, because I think I've told you, but I buy canned peas, green peas, unsalted. I'll, like, sprinkle some salt. I'll open the can, dump the juice out, sprinkle some salt on it, put a spoon in it, and eat it as a snack.
Like, cold?
You don't even heat it up?
Nope. Just...
Katie, I did not know that about you.
And I didn't either. Nobody's judging you, actually.
It is literally my favorite snack. I think I have, like, 4 or 5 cans in there right now. In my cabinet.
Katie, I never knew this about you, honestly.
I didn't know you were such a canned good girl.
No, but it's just such a simple pleasure. Like, try it, honestly.
Like,
no, I'm
canned
good.
Peas with a little bit of salt on them.
Yeah, a little bit of salt sprinkled on top. Dump it out. Cold. Well, it's room temperature, technically, because it's not
in. It's even worse.
Sounds disgusting.
No, it's I'm not so good. It's so good, guys. Come on.
I can't judge you, though, because...
Yeah, what is one thing... This is actually a good topic. What is something, like, a toxic food... appreciation you have that, like, in the sense that, like, people probably won't agree with you.
You guys know mine for sure.
What is
cottage cheese?
I eat cottage cheese with everything.
No, but cottage cheese is not
cottage cheese. No. Is having a moment. It's been accepted.
Yeah, cottage cheese
is,
like,
I feel like the way I eat it, people wouldn't be a
what
fan
like
of.
What like what's because I feel like everything I've seen you eat it with is, like, perfectly acceptable.
That's an example.
Like, on toast, acceptable.
I mix it with, like, ketchup and condiments, and I make, like, a what's the word, like, what's the word for like a mayonnaise? Like, I use it in place of like mayonnaise, basically. Like, I'll make like aiolis. I'll use it in desserts to make banana bread. Like, I use cottage cheese for everything.
I don't know about the banana bread part.
I eat it with ice cream.
Okay, that's weird. All right. You're officially over the edge with the ice cream.
I put chocolate chips in it.
No, like, disgusting.
That's so bizarre. It's like savory. Why would you do that?
Wait, because I eat it sweet and savory.
Nope. Why would it be sweet?
Guys, it's really good. I feel like you would like
it. I will knock it till I try it, but
yeah, Julia tried to make cottage cheese ice cream one time and I didn't allow it to happen in my house.
Well, I will say, like, if I ate cottage cheese that was like more than small curd, I think it would be gross in the way that you guys are thinking about
it. The word curd.
I know, curd's a rough word for sure.
I love cheese curds.
But I eat it whipped. Like, I eat whipped cottage cheese, so it kind of makes it a consistency that's easier.
What do you mean whipped? Like, so not, you know, the little cups with, it's a good culture.
Yeah.
And it's light blue and you open it. And it's, is that like what you're talking
about?
That's
small curd or medium or large curd.
I like small curd.
Sorry,
I think.
Colby's freaking out. Colby's like losing into the curds.
You're sending me over the edge.
I like a small curd.
No, it's like, it's whipped. Like, I'll either whip it myself or I'll buy this. My favorite is Friendship Whipped brand.
Okay.
It's like a pink container. It's very good. But, or I'll just take like a immersion blender and I'll just stick it in the tub and I'll blend it up myself.
Oh my God. DIY.
I make a little cream and I like put it on like burgers and like I eat it with everything.
You know what? That's like,
cereal. I put cereal on it.
I think the ice cream thing is a little weird.
Colby is like mortified over there. Guys, I'm telling you, it's really good. You can't knock it until you try it.
Colby, what's yours? I actually don't have a gross food thing because I have so many food aversions.
Yeah, that's true. Colby is like such a palate.
There's not like one food that you like that people are like, what? Or candy or something? I can't think of one for you. I like
chocolate-covered gummy bears.
I don't think that's weird. I think that's...
Yeah, I think
just got a bunch of them at Bon Bon yesterday.
I think that's delicious. I feel like for you, when I think of you, I think of you as like a pretty simple eater.
Yeah.
I feel like that might be your kind of weird thing that like Colby's such an aversion to everything.
So many food aversions.
Like, sis will not touch a condiment.
Since I was a kid, I've had food aversions. Like, my mom used to make this recipe called red chicken and it was my sister's favorite food and we used to have it a lot. And one day I saw her making it and I saw that she put apricot preserves in it and I've never eaten it since.
Oh no.
Because I watched her like scoop it out of the jar.
Because you knew too much.
And I like almost started crying.
Because you knew too much. To be honest, I think there's a lot of dishes that I like order out that if I saw how it was actually made, I would not like it anymore.
Another food that I've refused to eat my entire life is shepherd's pie.
I love shepherd's pie. Oh my God, take that back.
Yeah.
That's such a British thing also, isn't it?
Yeah, but like also it's just
growing
so
up, my mom used to make the corn separately and I would just eat corn and mashed potatoes with butter for dinner.
Such a simple gal, that Colby Cassidy.
That does sound incredible, though. I love mashed potatoes and corn.
Yeah, I don't know. It's really weird. I like hot dogs.
All right, well,
Colby.
That doesn't surprise me.
That's not surprising, and that's not...
Colby's literally a hot dog and chicken tender
kid. That's not a brag.
Some people don't like them.
That's not a boast.
Well, actually, a lot of people are like, well, if you knew what was in a hot dog, I actually do know what's in them, and I still love them.
I would like to not know. You can take that to your grave.
Yeah, you don't want to know.
Not share with us.
I don't care about that because I don't know.
Yeah, I try to avoid a dog. But I will say the weirdest thing happened at Whole Foods the other day. So there are these chicken sausages that Alex and I are obsessed with.
Which brand?
I forget the exact
brand. The Amy Lou ones are my favorite.
Potentially. It's like they have them in different flavors. It'll be like a... something Gouda and then like a roasted pepper or whatever, and they're in Whole Foods.
Ooh, yum. That sounds
so good. And like honestly so good for you. Like the only ingredients are like the chicken and then whatever vegetable they mix with it, so it's super like whole good ingredients and stuff like that. And there's no casing, which is another like good thing for sausages, because if it has casing it's kind of like indicative that it's like weird shit that's in there,
right,
in my opinion. So anyways, they were all on sale and there's like six of them left in the rack.
Uh-oh, sale.
Yeah.
Adam loves a sale.
Oh, yeah. My rule about Whole Foods, if you follow me on Instagram, you know this, I only will buy something from Whole Foods if it's on sale. I don't buy anything full price.
Do you ever wonder why it's on sale, though? Like, does it ever irk you? Or not irk you, like freak you out that, like, it's on sale and it's food?
No, they just have different promos.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because, like, everything has an expiration.
I'm picturing, like, something expiring, like,
this afternoon. If you're in, like, the meat section and you look at the date, sometimes they do, like, a last chance sale and it's for stuff that you need to basically cook that day.
Okay.
Yeah, but usually the sales...
But things with preservatives and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, usually the sales that I'm going, it's like there's so many different brands that are all promoting the same type of product that I think the sales are usually instigating you to try out a different brand.
Strategy.
Is my perception.
Strategy.
So anyways, that's like how I shop at Whole Foods. But anyway, there are 6 chicken sausages left in this thing, and Alex and I are like, perfect. Like, we run up, we're like slamming them all into our cart, and we're getting to the last one, and this girl comes up behind us, pushes us out of the way, and goes, excuse me? And then, like, takes the last one. Like, was so aggressive and angry. And I was like, what the fuck? I think I just... You robbed me of my damn chicken sausages.
Well, you got 5 of them.
But the thing is, like, Alex and I would finish that in, like, 2 days. You know?
A pack of them? 5 packs?
For sure. Like, Alex... I mean, not... Okay, I'm over-exaggerating for sure. But, like, 3 to 4 days? Absolutely. Like, we usually eat, like, 2 to 3 of them in a sitting. And we'll have them for, like, snacks and stuff. Like... I'm a proteinaholic, you know, like I need a lot of protein. I'm a big boy, a big growing boy, okay? And I need my protein.
That's insane. Have you seen Christmas with the Cranks?
Yes, but it's been a while.
Well,
oh my God, are you thinking of the butter ham?
The buttered ham that she like fights in the grocery store over the last buttered ham for Christmas.
That was literally me with this chicken, the Whole Foods.
The honey baked ham, that's what it is, not butter. Yeah.
She was not happy butter that Alex and I were cleaning the rack.
It doesn't sound bad. Butter chicken.
I'm telling you, people are competitive about those chicken sausages.
Wow. Yeah. Well, you probably shouldn't be saying this on the podcast because then people are going to go.
On the topic of food aversions, I go through phases of enjoying Greek yogurt, and I'm currently hyper fixated on it. And I am on a kick of eating Greek yogurt with granola and fruit every day for breakfast.
Wow.
So I haven't had a savory breakfast in a while.
Wait, guys, that's another thing I do with my cottage cheese. I mix it with Greek yogurt.
All right, enough about the cottage cheese. Enough. Okay, can we talk about something exciting?
Something juicy?
Something not in the grocery section or the grocery store?
Yeah, what section do you want to talk about now?
I don't know. Like, what did we do this weekend?
What did we do this
weekend? I was gone, so fill me in.
Katie was gone.
You were gone.
I was gone. I was at a baby shower. Wedding? I mean...
My weekend. I went to a baby shower, and it just reminded me further that I'm nowhere close to having a baby.
Stop. I would start freaking out. That would send me into a spiral.
Everyone there, I looked around, everyone had an engagement ring on, except for me.
Okay. You're a year deep with a boyfriend. I think Colby and I are in worse spirits on that one.
Well, no, but it was just kind of shocking. I'm like, oh my God. Well, at first I was like, you know, crazy, these young brides. I'm like, wait a minute. They're not that young. Wait a minute. I'm almost 29. That's not young anymore.
Child bride.
Like, the child brides. Wait a minute. They're not. They're not.
I was freaking out about that this weekend, honestly.
Yeah.
I was just like, we're not getting any younger.
Yeah, but... Okay, I had this conversation the other night also. I feel like within the past... couple of years, it has only been people are like getting engaged or people are single. Like, there's people that are in long-term people aren't in new relationships that I know.
Yeah, that's true. We haven't seen a new relationship recently.
How new is new?
Like, you are the most recent relationship that I am familiar with,
and it's been almost a year.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Wait, Jack and I are going on a trip to the Bahamas.
When?
Oh my God, when?
This just came to be like last week because I am desperate for the beach.
In what area?
And a work opportunity came up. So I'm going with him. We're going to Paradise Island.
So nice.
And I'm not going to give any further details because I don't want people to show up. But we're going on the anniversary of our first date.
Oh, that's cute.
That's so sweet.
So, but that's like in June. So that's soon.
Wait, yeah, that's crazy.
But on that point, I am the most recent relationship I know of too.
Right.
Like, I don't know anyone else that has, like, I feel like people... Well, also, like, I think once you get to this age, you have to be, like, pretty picky. I don't know. Like...
Also, I feel like all the long-standing relationships that we know are, like, long as fuck standing. Like, there aren't any...
Like, even before you, there wasn't really, like, any other new relationship that I was familiar with.
Like, in our circle or, like, even in our extended...
Yeah.
That's kind of crazy. What does that mean?
I don't know.
Everybody is just fucking around, I guess. Yeah. Who's single?
Every time I start spiraling about it, though, I think about our group, and I'm like, oh my God, we're like so behind. But then I'm like, wait, but me, Colby, and then like 4 of our other girlfriends are also all single,
and like all of my other friends outside of our friend group.
Yeah.
If you want to feel better about yourself, I say this to myself as well. Watching Sex and the City. Because these women are 35, 36, 37, 38 throughout the show, and they can't get their shit together. And it makes me feel a lot better.
Yeah, I need to start watching that.
Like,
it's on Netflix now.
I've been watching it. I watched it last night. I watched like 5 episodes of it.
Nice.
And it was very good. And it's like when the episode where Miranda like gets pregnant with Steve's baby and she's like, I'm not ready. And she's like 36. It's just crazy. Like, that show was so ahead of its time.
Yeah. That's like my ideal age, though, I think, for like a child.
I've never watched that show all the way through.
Oh, I don't even think I've seen an episode all the way through.
I've watched it when it plays on E.
Oh my god, I think I've said this before. Jealous that you haven't seen it.
Yeah, I need to watch it.
Like, I'm rewatching it. I already know what's going to happen, but you do forget certain things, and you certainly forget the outfits.
But I'm entering. I guess it's a good show that I won't feel like I need to binge it, so it will always be there, sort of thing. I'm entering a time of life where you don't really need a show to watch.
Whoa.
You're not watching anything?
Well, like, I feel like I'm never home anymore now that it's nice out.
All right, that's fair.
But like before bed, you don't watch
like
a show? Yeah,
like a nighttime thing?
Like, yeah, but it's like I'll watch a show and then go to bed.
So you do watch shows?
Yeah, but I don't need a show to rely on that has like a million episodes like I do in the winter.
Cool, but you're so brave.
I know. I feel
I'm so
really
that you had
proud that I'm able to say that about myself, that I don't need a TV show
anymore.
I don't
quite understand what you mean, but
like,
okay.
From January until mid-April, probably. Actually, no. Through the end of March, I feel like I would commit to watching a TV show because all that I wanted to do was like be in my apartment and hunker down.
Like, you relied on it.
But now that it's nice out, I don't need a show anymore because I'm not home.
I see.
I'm outside.
You used a show as a crutch in the winter to help you through. And now you no longer need the crutch.
Right, because I'm outside.
All right.
You are so brave.
I know. I love that for you. I really do.
I know that I am.
Yeah, I'm watching Sex and the City, but I'm not. I want to watch Baby Reindeer. Have you seen this?
No, I've never heard of it.
I just heard about it in our group text. Yeah, you were the one that was like engaging with the text.
Really?
Yeah, I think you were like, "Is Baby Reindeer scary or something?"
Yeah, you asked if it was scary like several days ago.
Guys, sometimes I say things and I just don't remember.
You black out.
Yeah.
Well, it's apparently based on a true story, and it's about a stalker, but it's. You usually hear, like, with stalkers, like, TV shows at least, it's, like, a man stalking a woman. Mm-hmm. It's the opposite.
Mm-hmm.
And it's based on a true story. And I saw the trailer, and I was like, ooh, intrigued. But I'm also a little bit worried that it's going to, like, freak me out.
Because and feel like you're being stalked.
I just don't, like, here's the thing. I love, like, you guys know, I'm, like, intrigued by murder mysteries, like, all this stuff. But like, when it comes to stalkers, like, that, like, freaks me out. That's, like, I don't know, too creepy for me.
Yeah.
It's invasive.
Yeah. Which is weird, but anyway.
Yeah, I can't handle that kind of contact either.
I digress. Okay, did anyone else do anything fun this weekend, past weekend?
What did I do? Colby and I actually both went out on Saturday to Brooklyn, but in parallel.
You went to Brooklyn?
Oh, yeah.
Out?
Oh, yeah.
Do tell.
Colby had like a whole day.
I had a whole weekend.
I ran into Colby, of course, on the West Side Highway.
Yes.
So we always do every time we're on the West Side Highway.
You are a stalker.
No, I wasn't even stalking. Colby and I always are just out on the West Highway at the same time.
Yeah. And that was Saturday morning?
Yeah, because then you had brunch Saturday afternoon in the good old Williamsburg.
Yeah.
Where'd you go?
So, 12 shares. But I had a weekend of visitors, which was exciting because one of my roommates in January moved to Florida because of a job. And so that was the first time that I had seen her since she moved, and she came up for the weekend, and then my friend from home, Callie, and her boyfriend were here, but they were staying in Brooklyn. Friday, I worked during the day, and I went to No Far in the morning, went to Bubby's, and then
oh my god, Bubby's looked so good. I was so jealous.
It was so good.
But you cheated on me. You're not allowed to go to Bubby's without me.
We can't have other gay friends. We can't go to Bubby's without you.
Colby's not allowed to have other gay friends.
Anything else
can't
while
go
we're
to Bubby's.
On the subject while I have my pen out?
Just keep telling me things you're doing, and I'll keep letting you know what's allowed and not allowed.
Okay.
The Adam Rule book.
What else did I do Friday? Oh, and then we went to Shuka for dinner, which was so good. Then we went to a bar on the Lower East Side.
Stanton something, right?
82 Stanton.
Have you been there, Katie?
Yes. Well, it used to be called something else, and I went on a date there.
All right, guys, fall is in full swing, and it's the perfect time to refresh your wardrobe with pieces that feel as good as they look. Luckily, Quince makes it easy to look polished, stay warm, and save big without compromising on quality.
You guys know how much we love Quince. We do not stop talking about it. They have all the elevated essentials for fall. Think 100% Mongolian cashmere from $50, which I have and love, washable silk tops and skirts, and perfectly tailored denim, all at prices that feel too good to be true. I'm eyeing their wool coats this season. I actually got one for my mom for Christmas last year, and she loves it. It has a cute little sash belt, super high quality for a fraction of the price. By partnering directly with ethical top-tier factories and cutting out the middlemen, Quince delivers luxury quality pieces at half the price of similar brands.
Keep it classy and cozy this fall with long-lasting staples from Quince. Go to quince.com/matchmade for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/matchmade to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/matchmade. See you there.
You know that feeling when your day finally slows down and you just want to relax, unplug, and feel good? That's where Mood.com comes in. They're changing the game, delivering legal THC products right to your door, no shady dealers, and absolutely no medical card required, just good vibes and better sleep, shipped straight from their farm to your couch. From delicious THC gummies, smooth vape pens, to premium THC flower, Mood has it all. And everything's federally legal under the 2018 Farm Bill. Yeah, this isn't some loophole. It's the real deal. Head to Mood.com and use code FIRST20 for 20% off your first order. That's MOOD.com. Find your mood.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I walked by it once and I'm like, wait a minute.
Oh my God, the bouncer was so hot. And I actually walked by there yesterday and he was working again. And people were overflowing like outside of the bar.
Yeah, it's cool.
Because like, they open up the windows and there are tables that extend from inside to outside.
It used to be called something else. And that was the, I don't know if you remember, I was seeing this guy when I lived in Hell's Kitchen and it was when I had mice. And I fully used this man for a bed while I had mice in my apartment.
The Australian?
Nope.
Oh, okay.
This was like way before. This was Hell's Kitchen. This was 2018.
God, and that was like a...
The sacrifices you make.
No, but... And he fully called me out. He goes like, do you actually like me or are you just using me because you have mice in your apartment?
You were like, don't worry about that.
I go, the latter. The latter. No, and I... Hey, I will admit my mistake in that. Or my... it was not very nice of me. But I did. I did what I had to do to survive.
You did.
Okay? Yeah. Anyway, but we went to that bar.
Yeah. It was fun. They played really good music.
Yeah.
We got home at a reasonable hour. And then Saturday, I woke up at the crack of dawn, as I do. Then went to 12 Chairs. And then my roommate's boyfriend was having people over in Brooklyn. And then I went with Callie and Kaysen to one of his friends' parties for a little bit. And then went back to the city and watched the Bruins game with some of the people that were at the party.
Colby before. Was in my apartment building and I was tracking her and I was like, what you doing in my apartment building?
You were?
Yeah.
What?
I was.
Did you know?
Without me. That's
well,
another
Adam
thing.
Wasn't home.
Oh.
I did know where it was. Yeah.
Oh.
Colby didn't tell me she's going to my apartment though. I just like look up by my friends and I'm
well,
like,
I knew
what
that
the heck?
You weren't there.
Yeah, that's true. I told Colby because I was like gonna have a chill day pre-Paris, basically. Like that was my prerogative this weekend.
On Saturday.
Yeah, because I was being welcoming. I invited Adam to my plans Saturday.
Yes, I could have had a whole day with Colby.
Yeah.
I almost called you Katie, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Similar.
I could have like gone to brunch and stuff, but I was like, you know, I'm gonna have a chill day on Saturday. We're gonna go to Paris for like a week, like had a stressful week the week before. I'm like, I'm gonna chill. I'm not gonna like go heavy, go out, whatever. And next thing you know, like Saturday, I don't know, like I don't know what came over me. Oh, I went to Core Power and it was the first workout class that I had been to since hurting my knee. And so I'm addicted to Core Bauer now. I think it's so great.
It's an addiction.
It's so good.
I also went yesterday.
I'm deep in the addiction.
And I honestly might, after we record the podcast, I might go at 8 also.
Are you doing the free week?
Yeah, I'm doing a free week.
Good luck. Some of the, well, the 8 p.m. Like, the classes are always fucking full.
They are.
They're always full. Yeah. It's ridiculous. Like, not the weird times. So I go to the weird times.
Yeah.
Because you can't book it the day of. Like, you simply can't. You need to plan your whole week.
Yeah.
But people drop out because they have the thing where you can drop out. If you drop out at least 2 hours before, you get your money back.
You only need to do it 2 hours before there.
But that's an issue.
That's
because
crazy. It's like 12.
That's an issue because
a lot of places are 24.
Then like people will keep their slot until like the last minute. And by the time like it says full.
Yeah.
And by the, or the waitlist is also full.
Yeah.
And by the time like then the class like isn't even full when it happens. Right. But I would have no way of knowing that. Anyway, that's my only gripe. I love Core Bauer though. And I'm happy that you discovered it.
I'm obsessed. I had been like years ago. Oh. And like off and on had been, but like never really committed to it. Like I always used to like berries and stuff that was like a little bit more high impact, I guess. And then of course my knee, you know, got super fucked up. So.
It's good low impact, but it's really effective. Like you like die.
No, yesterday I straight up thought I was going to pass out. Yeah. Like, because also working so on the heat hard. Is hard as yeah. fuck too.
You get used to it though.
No, literally I like felt myself kind of like getting
dizzy.
Yeah,
you feel woozy after.
It's also an hour class. I was like, damn, like this is hard.
You gotta drink so much water.
Anyways, coming out of that class on Saturday, I was like, damn, like I'm feeling good. I'm feeling like ready to hit the town. Like I wanted to like go out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And one of our friends had a birthday party in Brooklyn. And I originally was like, I don't really feel like going all the way to Williamsburg. And like, that's kind of a big commitment.
Mm-hmm.
And it was also like at some dive bar. I was like, do I really want to go? And then the next thing you know, she texts me and she's like, wait, it's a gay's birthday party. And then guess whose birthday party it was? Is the guy from your birthday who I thought was having
a straight
affair
with a girl.
With that girl who then ended up in my apartment at a pregame weeks ago.
Oh my God.
And remember that story? We told that on the podcast.
I remember the story. And then the girl was like, Adam was talking shit about me on the podcast.
Yes.
So you went to that. You put yourself in that position, in that location with those people.
Correct. Yes.
Wow. Good for you.
Correct. But basically.
Facing your fears.
Yeah, literally.
Well, because Emily was like, wait, can you guys please go to this birthday party with me? And I was all like poo-poo about it. And then I guess her friend texted her and was like, wait, I have this Australian guy that I think would vibe with Adam. Like, that I think I can set Adam up with. Like, it's a gay birthday party. There's a million gays there.
Imagine if the Australian didn't exist and she just said that as a ploy to get you to go and it worked.
I would have been sad if that Australian didn't exist.
All it would take is one Australian.
Did he exist?
He did exist.
Oh, good. I'm glad. I'm really happy.
I will say, nobody at that birthday party was my type at all. Literally at all. But we did go and it was fun. I was glad I dragged myself out. We had a good time. We went to this bar in Williamsburg that has a bowling alley.
Yeah.
And I talked about it in a team meeting today. We were doing like a weekend recap or whatever. And I was like, oh, I went to this bar that had a bowling alley. Cause like, I love an activity. Like I love, you know, like a thing like that is so fun to me. I feel like also the drinks were so cheap. I got us around for three people. It was $27.
Oh my God.
Wow,
that's like the price of
awesome.
I was like, get it for the bar. I'll buy everybody a drink here and it'll be the cost of one drink in Manhattan.
Wait, that's really nice.
So we went to this bowling alley. Unfortunately, we got there so late that we didn't even get the chance to bowl. But anyways, we got to meet all these gays who, unfortunately,
not your type.
Not my type. So it didn't work out with the Australian or the gays, but was fun nonetheless.
Did you make any friends?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Yeah, I mean, a little bit. I don't know.
And I was like, no.
Yeah. They weren't even my type for that. Yeah.
They're not my type in general.
Yeah. Well, they were all going to a gay club, and I was with gals. And, you know, like Emily was like, do you want to go to this gay club? Like, I will 100% come with you if you want to go. And I was like, I'm okay. Because gay clubs terrify me, as we know.
I think you need to try.
Yeah.
Well, I would go to specific ones, but like the one they were going to was not like a girl friendly gay club, in my opinion.
I would so go back to the Flaming Saddle. I had such a fun time there.
Yeah. Like we could go to one of those.
Like the Hell's Kitchen ones, I feel like are so, right. Like everyone's just so nice.
Yeah. Those are the inclusive ones and it's like fun, but like this one was like a. Do you know what a circuit party is?
Circuit?
No. A circuit party?
What's circuit? That?
Circuit. I'm really teaching you guys some gay lingo today.
Oh my God. I heard about a gay thing the other night at Kazen's friend's party. It was crazy.
Was there a gay there?
Yeah.
Why didn't you tell me?
I was there for 30 minutes.
Rule broken. But, yeah. She didn't want to break another rule.
That's crazy.
Yeah, literally.
She didn't want to go to jail.
Yeah. Wait, but finish your thing.
No.
Or you want to hear what I've
I kind of want to hear your thing, yeah.
This app.
Grindr?
No, I thought that when Callie was telling me about it at first, she was like, he'll show you if you come to the party later. Like, it was the craziest thing I've ever seen. Literally, it pops up with people on a map in your radius, and it's literally just like pictures of dicks and buttholes.
That's Grindr.
No, it's not.
I think it is. It was called
something else.
There's no way.
It wasn't Grindr.
Are you sure?
I'm absolutely positive. And the only photos that were on it were literally dicks and butts. It was crazy.
Okay, usually Grindr is like faces or like torsos.
You've shown me Grindr before.
Yeah.
Which is also, I mean, it's also insane. This was it app called? Was
Scruff?
It might have been called that. Correct.
Growler?
Let me ask.
Hornet?
It's like a million gay apps Katie's listening.
Well, I just Googled.
I mean, guys, the gays are crazy.
It was crazy. Well, so then I was like, to him, actually, he might have walked away by the time that I had this thought, but I was like, how do you know who you're going to meet? Because there are no
like, you're just going based on the dick or the butthole?
Sniffy.
Interesting.
I am appalled by that name.
It's very that's disturbing really name.
I guess that's like really if you are just looking for
yeah, it is. It's for like a dick. Literally down to hook up.
Yeah, you're just looking but for the
it was
the
crazy.
Parts. You're looking for the parts.
It was
not
really
for the-
crazy. So I was like, he was saying that the bathroom in his building is super easily identifiable. So there's people in the building that are just on it. Who just have a random dick pic on this app.
Yeah, that's crazy. I mean, that's like kind of how Grindr operates too, though. Like, it'll show you who's in your vicinity.
Yeah.
And like if I'm like in a specific area, I only use Grindr for like compliments. Like, I'll go on there and look at people complimenting me.
Good.
Like, I lovely. Never, I don't think I've ever actually been on a Grindr hookup before.
Okay.
Actually, when I lost my virginity in college, that was the first time I had a Grindr hookup because I like woke up one day and I was like, fuck it. Like, I'm going to lose my virginity today and went on Grindr, found some dude, and like, that was that.
Wow.
We had sex for half a second and I was like, oh my God, I lost my virginity. Deflowered. I'm so crazy.
Deflowered you.
I deflowered.
Wow. Okay. Intriguing. So what is circuit thing?
Okay. So a circuit party is basically a party full of gays that wear no clothes except for maybe like some scandalous like Speedo or like something small. And they all just like dance around and do Molly and sweat on each other and like have sex
there
like, in public.
A Sex in the City episode.
Of a circuit party?
Yep. I don't know if it's...
Or like swingers?
Everyone comes in their underwear.
Yeah, that's like basically...
They're just like in their like...
Oh, it was probably on Fire Island.
Nope, this one was actually... They have a Fire Island episode, but this one was... what's his name? Stanford.
Mm.
Is like Stanford Blatch.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
main,
yeah.
The main gay in the show.
Right.
And he was insecure about like his body, but then he went and everyone was like obsessed with him. And he was
like he was so
like
sweet.
Worried about being like naked.
Yeah.
But then he shows up and everyone's like... loving him. It was like a really cute
that's
moment
really cute.
But that's one of those parties.
Wait, so you would have just had to strip and send people home with your clothes? Or do
I
they
mean
have-
I've been to like when I was in Chicago, I think I talked about this in the podcast, remember like I was dancing with that guy and he just like took his hand and or took my hand and put it on his wiener.
Yep.
Yeah, so like that's like kind of the vibe, but like in that club like
but
I didn't have a shirt
clothes
on
there.
I didn't have a shirt on.
But you had pants on.
But I had pants on. Yeah, but like that's the vibe, like people like rip their shirt off.
Are you saying like, more so like where do the clothes go? Like
no,
when they
well,
take them
I
off?
Thought that you said that everybody was in their underwear.
Well, kind of, it's like, it's one of those places where, like, people are just taking their clothes
Wait,
off
that's
and dancing.
Kind of
you know? Like, they don't necessarily have to be, like, fully naked, but, like, people definitely...
I thought that was, like, the rule.
No. I mean, people, like, will.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
I just Googled photos.
Of a circuit party?
Yeah.
So you see, it's, like, a lot of neon gays.
Yeah, it looks like people wear, like, harnesses to, like, put their stuff somewhere.
Oh, so they
hang. There's a lot of crazy things.
Because, like, where are you going to put your wallet, you know?
Oh, true.
Oh, I thought you were talking stuff like their wiener.
Yeah, no. I thought you meant like a harness and they would take their shirt off and like hang it through the harness.
No, like a back, like this. Look, you see that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like I'm sure they're like wallets on their back or something.
Exactly. Like they'll wear like neon and like harnesses and like we'll wear minimal clothing and like you dance around.
So what was the context of this? Were you going to a circuit party? Did you go
so
to
so that's like the club that they were going to. And I was like, this is not like... I don't necessarily want to do that tonight.
Oh, so it wasn't like just a gay bar.
Yeah,
it
was, I would go do something like that if it was with gays that I was like comfortable with.
And, right were, and you
can't just be stripping down to your underwear, getting felt
yeah,
up.
Yeah, I was like, I'm not gonna drag
people you
Emily
just
there.
Met.
And you need like notice to like plan your outfit
in
your
underwear
and your yeah, exactly.
and your
like,
undies.
Guys,
like,
come on! Like I would have needed to, you know, be prepped and ready for something like that.
Yeah.
Like, what if I'm gonna get banged like in the middle of a dance?
No,
floor,
you know what?
Gonna, like,
this is funny. This is. Reminding me of a conversation I had with Jack recently because you were just talking about like before we were together like just random hookups and stuff that we used to do like
mm-hmm.
how it just it sucked half the time because like, and I was describing to him because he was talking about like, oh, you know, it's like, it was tough. Just like when you don't know you're going to hook up with someone, you just don't feel prepared. I'm like, oh, tell me about it. As a girl, there's so much you have to do, like shaving wise. And you have to think about like the underwear you're wearing. You have to think about shave your legs, all that stuff. And I told him the concept of like when I decided when I would like not want to go home with anyone, I just wanted to be good that night, I would purposefully not shave my legs or shave anywhere and like wear my ugly granny panties on purpose to like dissuade myself from doing anything promiscuous.
Yeah.
And he thought that was, he was like, you're kidding. So people do that. I'm like, well, it didn't always work. Sometimes I would still go home with someone and be like, fuck, I am not prepared.
Yeah.
But I just think it's funny that that's like, I used to do that.
Wait, this literally reminds me of a couple weeks ago when I told you guys I went on that coffee date and like he texted me to get coffee and literally within a 30-minute period I sprinted home or hobbled home with my like fucked up knees, shaved my entire body, and was at the coffee place within 30 minutes. Like that's like what goes through it.
No, it's like in the shows and movies, they're like, oh yeah, like I'll be right there. I'm like, in what world? You have so much prep to do. Yeah.
Exactly.
And I mean, whatever.
I haven't been on a good date in a while. I need to find a good date.
I know. I've actually been matching with people on Raya recently, but it's more so the thing that my biggest gripe with Raya is so many people you just match and then you don't ever message. It's like, yeah, acknowledge that you're attractive and then nothing else.
Yeah, that's how I feel like Raya's been for me too recently.
Did you change your location?
Okay, we'll say I changed my Hinge to Paris. Okay. But it's like all in French.
Oh,
like all the guys.
Forgot about the language barrier.
Yeah, and I'm like, I don't know how effective this is.
Well,
yeah,
we're going to the club. We're going to the club that Colby's been to.
Yeah.
On that note, what do we wear to this club? It's called Silencio.
People just look cool.
Like,
it's not super dressy.
Okay.
It's very street style.
What did you wear?
I feel like all of... that's what I was surprised about for the most part. I feel like was everybody just looked really cool.
What did you
and
wear?
Effortless.
When you went to the club?
It was 80 degrees.
Oh.
I was wearing a black skirt and then I was wearing like a one shoulder top that had like a long tie on one side.
Oh, cute.
And I felt dressy.
You felt too dressed up.
I just felt dressy. Like I just want a pair of baggy jeans in general because I feel like they look cool.
Yeah.
But like I wished I was wearing that top that I had on with like baggy low-rise jeans and pointy heels.
Mm. Okay,
would
this
have
is
been
helpful.
A good outfit.
What were boys wearing?
In my brain, I don't really remember. Like a button, like not like a button down, like a cool button down.
Okay,
and pants.
Okay, this is helpful. I was thinking it was way more dressy than this. So this is
no, it's not clubby.
Very helpful. I'll add
body
that to my
con outfit.
I feel like the vibe in Paris is like everybody looks like they're not trying, but they look cool.
It's very effortlessly cool.
Yeah.
That's hard for me. I'm good at like looking like I tried. I'm good at that.
Yeah.
But looking like I didn't try, bad at that.
Yeah.
Bad.
It's true.
Very bad.
Just bring a bunch of dresses, Katie. You'll do great.
Oh, I have so many dresses that I'm bringing, and I'm trying to do this thing where I wear a lot of neutrals with pops of color. So like my main part of the outfit's neutral, like the dress, and then I wear like a red like sweater or something, like something pops of color. And I'm trying to do like more of a capsule wardrobe, so I'm buying less things.
I love that
and
for you.
I'm piloting my this new era in Paris.
Oh.
So I've been on that capsule wardrobe train.
Yeah.
I think it's worked.
Yeah. It's just the way to go, but then you run into the issue of I feel like I don't have enough color in my wardrobe, and that's just sad.
Yeah, that's fine with me.
Yeah, can't say I'm a color boy.
I'm trying. I got this very chic Parisian red and white cardigan.
Oh, cute.
Stripes, buttons. It's like very like
chic. I love a stripe.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so excited for our trip.
Oh,
yeah,
my
you
God.
Guys are going to have the best time. I'm so jealous.
I can't believe we leave like literally tomorrow.
Yep. You leave in less than 24 hours.
I'll be editing this in flight.
And then I will be alone.
Katie and
by
I are
myself.
On the way to the airport at a fresh 1 p.m.
Well, we will miss you, Colby.
I know.
We will miss you.
I miss you.
We'll be back before you know it. This trip's going to fly by.
Yeah.
I
hate that it does do that, but it will.
I mean, it came up on us so fast, I feel like.
But like also like when you're doing something that you've been prepping for months and then it just like
happens.
It's done. And
I
you're
actually
like,
was so worried about how I was going to spend my time since you're all leaving, but I suddenly have a very full schedule for the next week and then leave on Wednesday. Yeah. So
that doesn't surprise me at
all.
You're
gonna have a fantastic time in Charleston. You should change your Hinge.
I'm not going to have any time to I guess going on a bachelorette party.
Hey, but it could be fun.
Yeah, you can message a guy and be like, hey, meet me out here. You know?
Or you could just mingle at the bars. There were so many.
I'm not going to do that.
There was many eligible bachelors out at the bars.
I feel like people also gravitate towards bachelorette parties.
Yeah. But we'll chat again before I leave, I think.
Yeah. Any other updates or shall we read some questions?
Should we answer a Q?
We have some Qs.
What do we got over there?
We have some Qs. We have some As. Okay. This subject line is first date / date etiquette question. Hi, Katie, Colby, and Adam. I'm writing this to you fresh out of my first Hinge date ever. We went out for drinks and talked for 3 hours. I thought he was sweet and I was attracted to him. There are a few times when it would be awkward to transition the conversation from one topic to the next, but I wasn't worried about it because I figured it was just because we don't know each other that well yet. As you guys often say, having somewhere to be or something to do after a date is good, so I had two of my friends waiting for me at another bar. Once we left the bar, he offered to walk me to my car, and I said, oh, I think one of my friends is somewhere close by, so I might meet up with them. Granted, it's 11 p.m. on a Thursday. Then he said, okay, nice meeting you, and we hugged and said bye. He didn't say, quote, I had a great time, I hope to see you again, or anything like that. So now I don't know if he's interested or not. I don't know if maybe he thought I was meeting another guy and was turned off by that or what. So then after a ton of contemplation, I decided to text him and tell him, hey, I just wanted to say I had a great time tonight. My friends thought I should have waited for him to say something first, but I don't have a problem with being straight up about it. Do you think any of this was wrong? Why do you think he got this way? I absolutely adore Match Made, and I look forward to hearing the new episode every week. I love you guys.
Oh, we love her. I feel like, what's the harm? We always say this, like, what's the harm if you want to say something about saying it, you know?
Well, she did say it.
Yeah, which is good.
She's asking if, like, she did something wrong by telling him that she was going somewhere after.
No, I don't think so at all. Like, it's a first date, right?
Yeah, and it's 11 p.m. on a Thursday, like, but...
Yeah. Also, like, she, I feel like, clarified any doubts he could have had by being the one to text him after saying, hey, I had a great time.
Yeah.
So I wonder if he replied to her.
Yeah, I don't know. I think she's more so just, she thinks she did something wrong, and I think she's overthinking it.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think you're good, girl. You good, girl.
I agree.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with having a place to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially after a first date.
It would be weirder if... I don't even know what I'm trying to articulate. It would be more weird if you just like abruptly were like, oh, sorry, it's time for me to go.
I think maybe he wanted to walk you to your car so he could maybe make a move.
Right.
Like a kiss move. And you like, he maybe had this in his mind. Boys have this like one track mind where they're like, they have an idea of something like a plan. And when like one thing happens to derail the plan, I've noticed this with Jack. They're like frazzled.
Yeah, they
like,
shut down.
They're like, fuck, I had a plan and this wasn't in the plan.
Yeah.
And so like you saying, which again, wasn't a bad thing, but he probably had it in his mind. So then he got flustered and just said that.
Right.
But it's nothing like that you did. If anything, it's like, it's kind of a cool look that you've somewhere else to be like.
Yeah, you're not, you had plans.
Right. You owe this man nothing.
You're a girl with a plan.
You just met.
Yeah. So if like things like with this date go south, it's not because you did anything wrong.
Right.
Right.
And the worst thing that can happen is you never hear from him ever again.
Yeah, and then whatever.
Which could be the best thing.
Yeah, then on to the next.
Truly. Okay, one more question. Hi, Matchmade. You guys are the absolute best and something I look forward to every Friday. I've gone on a few dates with a guy and we went to high school together, but I didn't know him because he was 2 years younger than me. Fast forward 9 years and we matched on Bumble. He's really sweet, but he never went to college, and his only job that I know of is coaching a high school baseball team. As someone who spent 7 out of the last 9 years going to school to get my undergrad and master's degrees, and who is career-driven, I'm a high school special ed teacher, is his lack of job and education a big deal or a little deal? Is it something I'm overthinking, or would you say my concerns and hesitations are valid? I feel like I'm getting the ick because of this. Help. Much love.
This is so me-coded.
I know. Targeted at Adam.
I think you need to figure out like what you're prioritizing and what you're optimizing for in a relationship in terms of like what you're saying. Because for some people, it might not matter. For me, it personally matters. Like, mm-hmm. I don't want to be the breadwinner. And I've worked really hard to like make the money I do, have the career I have, etc. So like, it would bother me if somebody didn't have similar career aspirations or be in a similar field to me, because... For me personally, I like to talk about work. Like, I like to talk about finance and tech mm-hmm. and, like, things like that, right? So, like, I would need my partner to probably be okay with the fact that I talk about that a lot, you know? Mm-hmm. And if he isn't and has different interests that don't align with my academic interests as well, then I feel like that would kind of put a strain on the relationship, you know, because like that's not really what I'm optimizing for in mm-hmm. a relationship. So mm-hmm. that's something that's important to me personally. So I think it would matter to me. But I think that being said, you need to figure out what you're personally optimizing for. And if that's something that gives you an ick because you spent all this time on your career and your education and like you don't want to be the breadwinner in a relationship, then I think you're valid for, you know, having that excuse. But if it doesn't matter to you and you really like him and you like his personality and things like that, then I also think it's totally okay to, you know, put that aside.
Yeah.
What do you guys think?
I mean, if it's bothering you, if it's an ick, it's an ick. Like, it doesn't matter if it, like, I know the feeling of being like, this is an ick to me and it's, I sound like a dick for saying this. Like, you know, it's like something that personally bothers me, but other people might be like, oh my God, come on. Like that, you're being so ridiculous right now. But if it's an ick to you, like it's just going to persist. If you start dating him seriously, it's just something that you're going to continuously be thinking about. I don't know. I feel like unless there's like this crazy spark that you have in like chemistry, this is something that's going to bug you. And I think it's a deal breaker.
Yeah.
I think another thing is thinking what you want out of the relationship. If it's somebody that you want to start a family with someday or see like a long-term future with, thinking about your needs in that way. And I don't know if he is making decent money doing that or if he has mm-hmm. plans to maybe get another job, but and what your financial situation is like. But if you're looking for somebody to equally contribute to your family one day or true. Things like
yeah.
that,
yeah.
And what you want, like if you want to be a stay-at-home mom one day and you're not going to be able to provide having just a ton of savings to be able to do that and have somebody who can provide for your family while yeah. you do that. Like, I think there are just a lot of factors to weigh, but I think it's valid to consider that when you're looking at somebody to date.
I don't know. I think, like, she's asking, is his lack of job and education a big deal or a little deal? Is it something I'm overthinking, or would you say my concerns and hesitations are valid? I think she's totally valid.
Well, I think at the end of the day, it's like, I feel like I always say this, but like, don't yuck somebody else's yum. Yeah. And like, his yum might be being a baseball coach. Like, that might be what he's like dreamed of doing for his entire life. But like, if your yum is somebody with career aspirations and like
yeah.
has a career trajectory that maybe leads to more financial freedom and things like that, then maybe he's not a right fit for you. That doesn't mean yeah. that like you're a bad person for wanting somebody who has like different goals and things like that, but like you just need to figure out what's important to you.
Exactly.
And it's, you know, we can't give that advice on whether or not it's a little or a big thing, because to me, you know, I don't think I would personally like be able to be in a relationship with somebody, you know, who has that. It doesn't mean I'm like shitting yeah. on him. Like, I think that's great if that's what your goal is, but like if my goal is to someday have a house in the Hamptons and an apartment in New York and like three kids and things like that, then I think it's important to figure out, you know, finances and like,
yeah,
I think that's just important. So
yeah, no, yeah. you need to think about what's important to you. And it's like, I think also it's like, don't think that you won't find anyone else that does fit the bill for what you want. Like, you will. It's not like you have to settle just because this is the first person that like came across your desk and it's like a mm-hmm. cute story that like, ooh, like we, you know, went to the same high school, we didn't know each other. Like, I know like there's like the part of you that's like, this would be a great story.
Mm-hmm.
But like, if he doesn't match with what you want, then like, continue on.
Right. Yeah. That being said, it seems like they're super early stages, right? If not even stages at all. Like, have they even...
She's gone on a few dates. Yeah. And this was last week.
Okay. I mean, look, if you like him, like, I'd say...
I don't know if I'm just like being judgy here, but if she's like writing this into us, like, then I don't...
Subconsciously, she probably is like, I think it's a big thing for me.
And I don't feel like the dates are good enough for her to justify this right. big ick that she has.
Right. Yeah.
Like, even if you think like, oh, they're not bad, well... Yeah, I think that the fact that she wrote this in tells us everything we need to know and her everything she needs to know.
So I think moral of that advice is like, figure out what you're optimizing for.
Yeah, and hey, could be right person, wrong time. You never know.
It's true.
You never know. Like, check back in a few years.
Let us know how it goes. Yeah. We love the updates.
But props to her for being a high school special ed teacher. That's a very hard job.
That is, for sure.
And like, that's incredible. Good for you.
It's honestly so annoying that we have to waste all this money on college, because it is kind of insane.
Spending money on college?
Yeah.
I mean, it is like...
It's a privilege to be able to go, but honestly, my college education is like just my diploma. It didn't teach me anything.
No, truly. I mean, both My parents went to community college. So
I went to community college for a year.
They crush it now. Yeah. They're crushing it. Not to say they're crushing it. So
but both my parents didn't go to college.
Yeah. We spent so much fucking money on our colleges.
It's insane.
And like, wow, for what?
A piece of paper.
For a piece of paper, literally.
I don't know. I feel like my degree gave me something, but
no, but you're I was communications major. True. I really don't think
I was business major.
I had a lot of
barely
fun.
Barely passed my classes.
I had a lot of fun, but I really didn't pay attention. I was just
me neither.
Editing my YouTube videos, coasting on by.
But look what college gave you. You know, it gave you like the network and the friends and like
and learned how to live on our own.
This podcast wouldn't be here if Colby didn't go to Elon, if Katie didn't go to Elon.
That's true. The podcast was born from our college degrees.
Exactly. So, you know what? You paid.
Grateful.
And guys, I think that's all we got. The next episode is going to be us talking about Paris, so get ready.
Paris recap.
And
I better meet a man.
Pre-Charleston for Colb.
Pre-Charleston. Oh, wait. Actually, yeah, it's going to be the right before.
Right before.
Yeah.
Yeah, we need to figure out when we're recording that. Well, we will figure it out. We're going to be...
oh, yeah, because you guys are coming back late now.
Yeah. Katie and I extended.
We will be dead bodies recording next week's episode, but I'm sure it'll be funny.
We might have some pep in our step.
I think it'll be funny.
We'll see. I think it'll be good.
We're funny when we're delirious.
Guys, and with that, it's been fun. Love ya. See ya.
Bye. Bye.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.